It wasn't a classic bowler, more your Laurel and Hardy than Savile Row. It wasn't an English hat, despite the Union Jack blazoned in Oriental silk on the handkerchief pocket of his elderly tweed jacket. The maker's grease-stained label on the inside of the crown proclaimed it to be the work of Messrs. Steinmetzky and Sons of Vienna. And since it wasn't his own hat, as he hastened to explain to any luckless stranger, preferably female, who fell victim to his boundless accessibility, neither was it a piece of self-castigation. "It's a hat of office, madam," he would insist, garrulously begging her pardon, in a set piece he had off perfectly. "A gem of history, briefly entrusted to me by generations of previous incumbents of my post, wandering scholars, poets, dreamers, men of the cloth, and every man jack of us a loyal servant of the late King Ludwig. Ha!" The "ha," perhaps being some kind of involuntary throwback to his military childhood. "Well, what's the alternative, I mean to say? You can hardly ask a thoroughbred Englishman to tote an umbrella like the Japanese guides, can you? Not here in Bavaria, my goodness, no. Not 50 miles from where our own dear Neville Chamberlain made his pact with the devil. Well, can you, madam?" And if his audience, as is often the case, turns out to be too pretty to have heard of Neville Chamberlain, or know which devil is referred to, then in a rush of generosity, the thoroughbred Englishman will supply his beginner's version of the shameful Munich Agreement of 1938,